The podcast with everything paranormal. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your host Jen and Joe. And that's my brother over there.
Right here.
Say hello to our folks, Joe.
Hello to our folks, Joe.
Hello, folks. Joe and I were taping here, and I was coming home from work today, and there was a guy walking down the street with a t-shirt that said Joe, 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 Joe.
Like Joe.
Four times, and I was like, that's not my brother Joe, but he needs that shirt.
Do you remember last week you mentioned about the naked lady?
I did see her today.
Did you?
She was not naked.
Okay, but I saw on Facebook that somebody videotaped a naked woman walking down the street, and she got arrested, but it wasn't in this neighborhood. It was in a different neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness. People is just want to be free, you know?
It's not even that hot out.
Well, we can't fit into our clothes anymore. We're so chonky right now that nobody can fit into their clothes. You just got to go naked or wear like a potato sack or something.
Moo moo.
I'm about to put mine on after this podcast. Joe.
Yes.
Haunted things happening. Nothing this week in the house.
No?
Nothing. I don't know why. I'm really kind of bummed out. I did have a dream that I was collecting coins from the ocean. Some rich lady was throwing them in there. She's like, I don't want these coins. And I was like digging them all out of the sand. And I was like, I found all these coins. And then I found this giant piece of gold in with my coins, and I woke up.
Oh.
That's my dream. I don't know what it means. I have to get my dream dictionary.
Well,
out.
Maybe you have you panned for gold lately?
No, but I do have. So I won this thing at work, and I won $100 gift card. So I took that $100 and I bought some gold, but like special gold. It's not the big rocks or anything. It's just like the hematite and the gold. It's called. I'll grab it.
All right.
It's called Black Label Pay Dirt from the Lynch Mining Company.
Oh.
In Arizona. And feel how heavy that is.
Oh, wow.
It's like a half of a peanut butter jar size. And it's just the gold and the black sand and not all the big chunky rocks or anything. No,
it's a plastic container.
It's very heavy. So there's got to be a lot of gold in it because gold is so heavy. People don't realize how heavy gold is. And I was like, and so you start panning gold. But just for fun, you know.
It weighs about the same as a jar of Kroger's grape jelly.
Oh, there you go. But no, like, it's just fun. It's just something fun to do. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'd like to go out west to some of the old gold mines and like the ghost towns and the gold mines. Kind of hoping maybe next year we'll get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really, really want to go ghost hunting in like Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Have any of you guys been to Tombstone? Let us know on your Facebook page because we don't know if it's like, you know, the hot spot to be out west. Now, Virginia City, you know, those are on the ghost shows a lot. And what's the other place that's out there? I can't remember.
I don't know.
But anyways, want to go out north or out north.
Out north.
I'm so excited about going up north. We might have to do some gold mining up there.
Yeah.
There's supposedly a lot of gold in the UP.
Yeah.
And bears. And Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. And
Bigfoot.
Copper. And
yeah. So, I don't know. Just an exciting week. I'm happy. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but in the background, my birds are like going nuts. They're like just chirping and loving on each other. I found out something new. They like grass.
Oh, really?
Not the kind you smell. Like rather green grass. I don't know why I picked some the other day. I was having my garage sale and had the birds out there. And I just picked some of those real long pieces. And he was going nuts. He was just eating it and flipping it up in the air. He really enjoyed it. Now, the yellow one didn't want anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Don't get it.
I don't know.
But anyways, Joseph.
So, Jen, have you ever seen yourself?
I don't look in the mirror from the neck down anymore. No. You know, it's weird. I did one time saw somebody who looked very much like me. But I don't know. You know how you see somebody that you look like and you look at them and they look at you and you're like, someone's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I have like one of those like faces that do you ever get like somebody always saying, you look like somebody.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's our family or if people just do that in general. But definitely always have that You look like somebody I know.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know. There's this one guy for years, every time we would go to the bar, like Arnie's or go to, you know, Daddy-O's or Rocky's or something. There's this guy and he was always looking and waving at me and being like, hi, mouthing hi, like waving, like he knew me. I have no idea who this guy was. He looks like one of the guys on one of the ghost hunting sites that we have, but I've never seen this guy before. Hmm. And he acts like he's my best friend. And I'm like, I do not know you. He must be mistaking me for somebody yeah. else. He has to be. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but I don't go to the bars anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always podcasting. have you ever? Oh, Joe.
Oh, what?
Do you remember the guy that my sister ran into?
Yeah.
Your sister.
I was going to say.
Our sister ran into at the Barry Manilow concert.
Yeah, it's one of Barry Manilow's musicians, looks exactly like me. She took a picture of him.
He looks exact, except for he had like black hair, like Elvis black hair. He looked exactly, I mean, dead on doppelganger for you.
Yeah.
I was like, how is that not like, that is your, they say there's a twin for everybody yeah. in the world, right?
And I found out that the term, it's called dead ringer.
Mm-hmm.
If the person is living, it's a dead ringer. And if it's a spirit of a person, it's a doppelganger.
Cool. So, like, just, you know, trying to explain what a doppelgiggler.
Doppelgiggler.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a rough show, people. Just hang on here. Sometimes a person's doppelganger will present itself to its family members just before death comes.
Mm-hmm.
So doppelganger can be a mysterious presence. You know, for example, like a son may be critically ill, and right before he dies, his doppelganger will present itself to the family. Family won't be aware that the doppelganger, that it's a doppelganger, but they'd be surprised to see the son. And then the truth is revealed when they, you know, hear news of the death of the relation has maybe taken place a couple of days before that or right after that event. I think I would be totally freaked out yeah. if that happened. Now, they say that the copy or doppelganger causes mayhem sometimes for the for the person who's copied. You know, they might perform an action that hurts a person or would be socially or financially irresponsible. They may just stalk and aggravate the original through taunting or sometimes physical violence. Hmm. Now, would that be a poltergeist doppelganger or what do you think?
I would imagine so. I mean, now, in demonology, there is a saying that there are demons that attach to you and become copies of you, which would be a doppelganger on the evil sense of it.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting because I always wonder, like, okay, is a spirit, a doppelganger, a spirit? Is it a demon? Is it a fallen angel? Or is it like an elemental?
I would
say. Or is it a poltergeist?
I would almost say it's more of an elemental type deal thing because it's a copy of you that you can see because, you know, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but there's people that, well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. I mean, every time a doppelganger happens, somebody sees it. You know, you hear the story about somebody hearing their son or dad coming in the house and going into their bedroom or whatever. And then they follow him in the bedroom and there's nobody there. And next thing you know, the person's walking in the front door again.
I've heard that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we hear, somebody told us a tale like that. I can't remember who. At one of the conventions that we went to, Joe and I, you know, we do a ton of paranormal conventions. Not this year, but in previous years. But a lot, we've heard that story many times mm-hmm. that somebody was like, you were just in here. And they're like, no, I wasn't. You're like, no, seriously, you were in here. And maybe there's like a smoking cigarette or something. And the person's like, I just came from work. Or,
yeah.
you know, it's very scary. I would be frightened, right? Like, I'd be like, what the what?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard many, many stories like that where somebody sees someone coming down the driveway and they, that's weird. I said coming down the driveway and somebody honks.
I know.
But they see someone coming up the driveway and expecting them to come in the house, and they don't come in the house, and then they come out of their bedroom or something.
I think a lot of these stories happened around the Civil War and with the Civil War ghosts, yeah. especially because so many young people, young men, and maybe a few ladies, perished so quickly, and you know, just longing to see their family. You know,
but that wouldn't be a doppelganger though, because then the person would be dead. Hmm. These are living ghosts.
Living ghosts. Okay. But, you know, what I don't understand is like, okay, so if it copies you, it's got to be a very intelligent spirit because mm-hmm. it's morphing exactly how you look and how you dress.
How you act. Sometimes your voice. Mm-hmm. You know, and it kind of makes you wonder, is it from a parallel universe? Because they say that in the beliefs of paranormal universe, in the beliefs of parallel universes, there's an exact copy of you doing different things.
Oh, that's really scary.
Yeah.
I hope in my parallel universe I'm very thin.
But they say that for every possibility that could happen is happening on a different universe.
Now, there have been reports of doppelgangers who they have said to remove one. The person that they copied, they'd either killed or imprisoned them. And they live out the rest of their lives as that person. Half wondering if this isn't like an alien type thing.
That's why I say like an elemental type deal thing where they take over your body. There's been so many stories of in the elemental world and like fey folk and that where the fey folk will come in and steal a baby and leave a duplicate of that baby in its place, and it's usually made of sticks and grass, but if the parent looks at it, it looks just like the baby. But and other people see it, it looks like sticks and grass.
That would be interesting to do an experiment. Like if you had a doppelganger and you were like a mother and the child, I don't know if the child would warm up to the to the doppelganger versus the real mother. You know what I mean? Like having that bond, they might feel something off, you know, how sensitive kids are. That's interesting.
Well, there was a real famous one in 1845. A 32-year-old teacher named Emily Sega. She was a French teacher, and she went to this school and applied to be a teacher. And they weren't sure if they wanted to hire her because she's been teaching at so many other places, whether she's been fired or left so many other places. They were like thinking, okay, is she going to come here, find a better job and leave right away? Well, the problem was she started teaching at these places. Okay. And it happened the same thing at this French school. She started teaching at the school and all of a sudden out of nowhere, her doppelganger appeared in the classroom. And the students have seen this or she would be walking into a room and start teaching and then walk in the room again. And it was her doppelganger that originally started. So this was a famous doppelganger that was seen by the students and the other classmates or other faculty. And they actually got used to it and it actually became a staple of the school. And then after a while, it started acting up. Like you were saying, it starts getting evil. And it ended up where she got fired again from this school because the doppelganger was causing so much trouble. But like I said, she'd go down to eat. She'd sit down to eat lunch. And all of a sudden the doppelganger would appear behind her mocking every move that she makes.
That's really bizarre.
And the students could see it.
That is so strange. You know, it's funny. All that stuff happens so long ago. And now we have cameras everywhere. Yeah. You would think if you have this kind of activity, you'd be able to catch some of it on tape. I have to wonder too, like, you know, people have twins that die at birth and you wonder if they like follow them and they look like them, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if, you know, like that spirit takes on that kind of form because it's tied to that person because they were like twins.
What you're saying is if one of the twins dies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like their essence or their spirit latches, you know, they, mm-hmm. you know, they say twins and triplets and all those, you know, multiple babies have that connection.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes twins have that like secret language. They know each other's thoughts. Like, you know, our nephews, they one will call my mom and then 2 minutes later, the other one will call my mom and they hadn't talked to each other, but they just happen to always like, you know, show up at the same time or call at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, that's when we talk about twins, that's might be something. I never thought of that, of the fact that if one twin dies, can it become the spirit doppelganger of the other twin?
Now, there, you know, with the advent of social media, there have been several reported cases of people finding their twin stranger online. So, you know, it's kind of like a modern doppelganger. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but there are websites where people can use an uploaded photo of themselves with facial recognition software.
Why have we not tried that?
We have to do this. This is so cool.
I'm doing it right after this podcast.
Okay. Yeah, Emily will post our results on our Facebook page. But they, you know, they try to match with another user of like appearances. And then some of the sites report that they have found numerous living doppelgangers. Now, I remember seeing a picture of two guys who were on an airplane who looked exactly alike.
Yeah.
And they were total strangers.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
What if, like, you had, you know, maybe a parent who just happened to have like a lot of kids that, you know, like there've been people who have like, you know, secret families and you know, and like, what if you like ran into somebody and looked just like you? I mean, you might have different baby mamas or same baby mama and different dadas, but.
Or what if someone had twins and adopted one out?
Yeah. Which has happened.
Oh, yeah.
That was that, all those teenage girls, they found each other on on Facebook or something. They were adopted out of like Vietnam or something like that. And they looked exactly alike and they just happened to see each other one day and they found out that they were twins. That is so crazy. I mean, that's like, you know, it's paranormal in a way. It's just like so odd and strange that something, I mean, in this huge, people just don't realize how big the planet is and how many, you know, we have billions of people.
Billions of people, yeah.
And for two people to find each other like that, this is kind of like not coincidence, right? Mm-hmm. Here's another really cool story about a doppelganger that was reported. So the Russian Empress Catherine the Great claims she saw one time her doppelganger sitting on her throne, and then she died very shortly after. People have also feared that their babies would be swapped for demonic versions of malicious fairies and trolls.
Yeah, like,
see, you like
saying.
That's so weird. Now, they say that a doppelganger literally is a biological unrelated lookalike or double of a living person. But in fiction and mythology, a doppelganger is often portrayed as like a ghostly or paranormal phenomena. Go ahead, say it, say
phenomena.
It.
Phenomena.
Every time. We love that word. That's the only reason we do this podcast. but usually seen as a harbinger of bad luck.
Yeah. Because that's one of the things. Okay, like the Russian, what was
Catherine
she?
Catherine the Great.
Yeah.
She was a princess. Empress.
Empress. So that was an interesting story because she actually saw her doppelganger sitting in the throne. And she told her army or whatever to kill it, to shoot it. And they wouldn't do it because it was too much like her.
Oh, my God.
And she died a few days later. And that's another thing about the doppelgangers is they say that if you do see your doppelganger, it's an omen that you're going to die. So goes back to the demonology thing. Is it a demon that attaches itself to you to steal your soul?
I don't know. You know, one of the other tradition and stories that equate with a doppelganger with like evil twin is in modern times is, you know, twin stranger. Now, there have been like times that, you know, people have been accused of crimes and things and people are like, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say it's not a doppelganger?
Exactly.
You know, like, ooh, I don't want to get in any trouble. Here's another, like, a real-life example. Now, this is going back to Paris. There must be a lot of doppelgangers in Paris. Isaac Walton claimed that John Donne, an English metaphysical poet, saw his wife's doppelganger in 1612 in Paris on the same night as the stillbirth of their daughter. 2 days before their arrival there, Mr. Donne left alone. He was in a room with Sir Robert and whoever Sir Robert is. And he claims that...
he's just name dropping.
He is, because he had dinner with some other friends that night.
Yeah.
To this place, Sir Robert turned within a half hour. And as he left, he found Mr. Donne alone, but in such ecstasy. So Ooh. He also altered his looks. I know, that's weird.
Yeah, it's so did the doppelganger change its looks, or did he? I don't know.
It's a very confusing story. Yeah. Okay, so he kind of says, I have seen a dreadful vision since I saw you. I have seen my dear wife pass twice by me through this room with her hair hanging about her shoulders and a dead child in her arms. This I have seen since I saw you. And then this guy replied, you have slept since I saw you, and this is the result of some melancholy dream, which I desire you to forget, and now you're awake. And the other guy says, but I cannot be sure that I live now, that I have not slept since I saw you, and I am sure that her second appearing, she stopped and looked me in the face and vanished.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That was a weird story.
That was very weird. I'm thinking, what? But basically what he's saying is he saw his wife or mistress, mm-hmm. and she claims she was sleeping, and then he claims that he saw her, and as he saw her, she vanished. So
yeah,
he was looking at the doppelganger.
Yeah. Which, you know, I don't know. I'm really leaning towards this being more of like a demonic type thing, poltergeist,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm not sure if demonic and poltergeist are the same thing.
Well, poltergeist is basically a noisy ghost.
Right.
But so a ghost could do anything. Like, you know, the most thing you see is that the videos on YouTube of in the bars, the glasses breaking or mm-hmm. chairs moving, stuff like that, or real poltergeist activity in a house is things slamming, things moving. And it's just called a noisy ghost. So I don't know if this would be the same, because this is where you're seeing a ghost of someone else. And I was thinking, when you see a ghost, like we were talking about earlier, of somebody walking into a room or walking in a house and then going to the bedroom or that, I wonder if that's almost, it's almost like a residual haunting of something that people do all the time. And for some reason, there's enough energy where it manifests itself and you see it before it happens, even though they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many times like I've walked the same path through my house.
Yeah.
Same path through my house, you know? Like, it's, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen anything of, like, you know, I've seen shadow figures and full body apparitions, but I've never seen one of myself,
mm-hmm.
not even in my dreams. You know what I mean? Like when I see myself in my dreams, I'm usually, I don't know. It's weird. It's not an alternative me. Although I'm usually really skinny in my dream. Wah, wah, wah. Ba-dum-ba-dum.
There's a gentleman named Jonathan Wolfgang von Goethe. I guess his last name is Goethe.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. We'll go with that.
So he wrote in his book of his life, his autobiography book, in 1811 to 1833. In this book, he mentioned about how he was traveling down the path and someone came towards him in a carriage. And he looked and it was him coming at him in a carriage. But he noticed that he was, as he put it, he actually said that he saw this figure coming at him. And it was him. He was dressed in a dress that I've never wore. And he passed him, and actually they both looked at each other as they passed, and that was it. Okay. Well, several years later, he was going down the same road in his carriage, and he realized that he was going the same direction as the other person. He looked down and he was dressed just like the person was.
Wow, that is so cool. I was reading some like more modern explanations for doppelgangers, and they were saying that there is some like neurologists who are studying like people who have had out-of-body experiences, mm-hmm. epileptic seizures, any type of like brain injuries, and they've been claiming to see doppelgangers. And I'm just wondering if like what, you know, would cause, like what in your brain would maybe cause you to see that, but that would be seeing yourself, right?
Yeah.
Not so much seeing, like I would see your doppelganger.
No, you see your own.
Seeing your own. Okay. So like more than two decades ago, Peter Bruegger, who was a PhD student in the neuropsychology department in the University Hospital of Zurich, Switzerland, was developing like a reputation as someone who was interested in scientific explanations of so-called paranormal experiences. So he had a fellow neurologist who had been treating a 21-year-old man for seizures. The young man worked as a waiter and lived in the canton of Zurich, and he had nearly killed himself one day when he found himself face-to-face with his doppelganger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the incident seemed to have been started by a young, you know, the young man was taking some anti-convulsion medication. And one morning, instead of going to work, he drank copious amounts of beer and then stayed in bed. Sounds like fun, yeah. Right? But it turned out to be like a harrowing lie-in. So he felt dizzy, stood up, turned around, saw himself still lying in the bed. He was aware that the person in bed was him, but not willing to get up, and thus would make himself late for work. So furious at the prone self, he shouted at it, shook it, and even jumped on it to no avail. To complicate things further, his awareness of being in another body would shift from one body to the other. So he inhabited the supine in the bed, and then he duplicated bending over and shaking him. So, like, who was the man in the bed? Why, you know, which body was he in?
Yeah, so
he was jumping from body to body, yeah. Which is very strange. I don't know about that. But unable to see his double any longer, he jumped out of a window.
And killed himself?
Yeah.
Well, apparently.
Well, he leapt. It's funny.
Or what is it? Was it a one-story window? So he fell 3 foot.
No, he jumped from the fourth floor, but he had been very lucky. He had leapt from a window and landed on a large hazel bush.
Oh, jeez.
Which had broken his fall, and he said he really didn't want to commit suicide, but he couldn't find a match between the body and himself. So they underwent surgery and found that he had a tumor in his left temporal lobe. And the seizures and the bizarre incident stopped once he had the surgery on his brain. So, like,
I've heard of that when I was doing some research on this. I've heard about when they do brain scans of that they would people that would have injuries of the certain part of the brain. And I'll be darned if I can remember which side it was, but they would do that same thing that you were just saying. They would see their own body.
I don't know. I think it's. Cool. I think I'd rather see somebody else's doppelganger than my own. You know?
But then it wouldn't be a doppelganger. Well, yeah, it would because like the stories of seeing the person walk by.
Yeah.
Like walking by and you're like, hey, did you bring in chocolate?
Where's my snacks?
Yeah.
And they just keep walking and I'm like, you're not my brother. You're a doppelganger because my brother brings me snacks.
Another famous one was Abraham Lincoln. And they were big into the paranormal, and his wife.
Yeah, they were very into the spiritualist movement. Mm-hmm.
Right after he was elected president, he actually sat down on his sofa and looked up in the mirror and actually saw two faces.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that it was him. He knew that, you know, the other face was him. But he looked very old, very frail, and he could tell that he was very weathered, he said.
Do you think he was seeing his dead body?
I think he was seeing the future. Because when he did finally pass away, he looked like that. He was very skin, very jaunt, they call it. And that's the type of what the image that he saw, he said, was what it was like. And I think he was seeing the future. Now, I don't know if that's a doppelganger per se or if he was just seeing his future in the mirror.
I think it would be a doppelganger because you're seeing yourself and, and it's harboring an event that's going to happen. Now, I read somewhere there's a 1 in 135 chance that you have a doppelganger somewhere in the world. That's pretty good. Good odds.
Yeah,
with all the people that are in the world because, you know, and they say there's a mathematical chance that there are two doppelgangers that actually exist. I'm like, we have to try that face thing.
Yeah.
And see who. Maybe they'll pair us up with some famous faces. Joe will be Denzel Washington. And I'll be Louis Anderson.
Okay, think about this. Yeah. Do you remember seeing the pictures of like Nicolas Cage from the Civil War?
Yes.
Different pictures of people through history that are what they call them dead ringers of the living people that we have now. Now, are they time travelers?
I don't know.
Are they alien and they are still around?
It's very possible.
They don't age? Like Cher,
she hasn't aged. The reptilians.
Yeah, Cher has not aged.
That might just be a very good plastic surgeon because she's in her 70s now. Lots of filler. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would be very scared to see my own doppelganger and be like, ooh, girl, COVID had not been nice to you, girl. You better get some diet going on.
So many stories. But, I mean, I've heard stories of, like we were talking about the war earlier. I've heard stories of during the war, soldiers running into their own doppelgangers. And, you know, whether it be on the other side of the let's just say American and German in the war, there, you know, the one story I heard was it was World War One. They were in the trenches and the guy jumped out to fight. Hand-to-hand fight, and he looked up, and it was an exact match of himself, his doppelganger, whether it be a person that looked just like him or that, but what's the chances of the 100,000 people in that field, and they run into each other?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they could be cousins. A lot of people immigrated from those countries. You'd be looking at your own eyes like, I can't kill myself.
But they said that it was their exact copy.
Okay, so here's a couple of, like, really funny ones. And, I'll post some of these pictures up on our page. So there's a guy who went to get a flu shot, and his pharmacist looked exactly like him. And they had, like, the same shirt on. Like, it's so crazy. There was a guy who found himself on a bag of chips. So there's a picture of a guy, and he looks exactly like the picture on the bag of chips.
Why are we not on a bag of chips?
We're all that and a bag of chips. Here's a guy who was in a shop in the Netherlands and found a book, and it says Shogun on it, and it looks exactly like.
Have you seen those pictures of people standing in front of artwork?
Yes.
It looks the same. Now, think about this. Do you remember when Kimberly Poppy, hello, Kimberly, hello. Purple Power. As you know from her being on our show, she's an antique dealer. And she went into an antique shop and found a painting and it looked just like her.
Exactly like her.
So what I did was I went and I copied the picture and I colored the painting, the hair purple because Kimberly has purple hair. It was an exact match. And she... You know, if you guys want to go up to Kimberly Poppy's Facebook page and look at it, the painting is on her page, and it does. It looks exactly like her, and it's a painting from, like, the 1700s.
Oh, my God. I've seen that many times. That's so cool. I think it's called Art Yourself or something like that.
But this was real, though.
Look at this one. There's a picture. Okay, remember that movie Up, the Pixar movie Up? There's a little old man who looks exactly like that guy. He's so cute. It's just funny because there's so many people out there that like take pictures of them next to artwork and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's so cool.
And Kimberly was just searching for antiques and she found that painting of herself. So bizarre.
So here's something interesting. So doppelganger in German means double walker.
Yeah.
Which I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show.
You know what else we forgot to mention beginning of the show? What the show was about. I just started talking. But I'm sure they figured it out by now.
Yeah. So here's like a few things that doppelgangers may do. Okay. Kind of like superstitious type things. So seeing your doppelganger is an omen of death.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Doppelgangers will give malicious advice. So they're generally seen as a bad omen, but they may attempt to purposely give you bad advice. If somebody else sees your doppelganger, it might mean you're very sick. So, you know, there was a lady in Alabama. She was a curator of folklore, and she said, if you saw somebody else's doppelganger, it may mean that you're going to be very ill. Now, there's another ancient myth that says the doppelganger is essentially a ghost double of you who lived before you do. So it's basically from Norse mythology. And it says that there's something called a Vardagor? I hope I'm saying that right. I don't speak Norse, clearly. Can't even speak English.
I've heard that, though. Vardagor?
Uh-huh. It's where a spirit with the subject's footsteps, voice, scent, or appearance, overall demeanor precedes them in a location or activity, and resulting in the witness of people believing that they actually heard or seen the people before it arrives. It's your spiritual double also. So like in Egyptian mythology, the doppelganger is basically the same as Ka. And Ka is thought as it's a spiritual double born into everybody. And when somebody dies, their spiritual double lives as long as they have somewhere to live, which is usually in a person's body. So this is why the Egyptian mummified their dead. If they kept the body from decomposing, it meant the spiritual double had somewhere to live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if the body decayed, then the spiritual double would die and the deceased would lose their chance at eternal life.
Very interesting.
Makes sense. Yeah. Now. I just never got that. It may be that you're evil double is from the underworld. So in the Native American myth, it said the doppelganger is basically your evil double from the underworld. Native American myths say that there is a upper world and an underworld, and good people live in the upper world and evil people lived in the underworld. The Hopi legend refers to twins called the Child of the Sun and the Child of the Water. The Hopi also believe that there is whatever is happening in the upper world is opposite happening in the underworld. You know, even a portrait of a doppelganger can be a bad omen. And he said it's pretty common to find old portraits and paintings of somebody who looks exactly like somebody
just like
who's
we were
living.
Talking.
Even a popular celebrity. Now, the Canelo Indians of South America hated portraiture and photography, and they believed the picture captured the soul of the person, and they still believe that to this day. Many cultures see portraits as a representation of the soul, and they believe the soul becomes the double, or the picture becomes the...
It takes this, the essence of the person.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. And then, like you said earlier, the doppelganger is just a sign of an alternate universe.
That's what I was thinking. Because we talk about that all the time with like cryptids and all that. Who's to say that these alternate universes don't come together? Even people have even said this about the Mandela effect. They're saying that doppelgangers are part of the Mandela effect because it's changing our universe in the ways that we, you know, don't perceive. But very interesting. You know, I've always been interested in doppelgangers. I've heard the stories. Mainly I've heard the stories about people seeing someone walk through the house and then walk through the house again.
I don't hear about that phenomenon a lot in ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear that more of like in locations where people live.
Yeah.
So very interesting. A little scary. Don't want it to happen to me. Don't want any harbingers of death, you know, warnings or signs or anything. I just want, you know, good, positive, and lots of sales at my garage sales.
There you go.
That's all. That's all I'm asking. I don't ask for much, right?
One thing we are going to ask you a lot to do in this month is get up on podcastawards.com. As of recording, the actual voting is going to start tomorrow. They're going to put the slate out, they call it, and voting is going to be open. So by the time you hear this, go up to podcastawards.com and go under the culture, look for 222, and click for us.
Yes, please. We appreciate
yes.
that.
We want to win because I paid the $15, or no, actually it was $20
oh
entry
my
fee.
Gosh.
And I just want to win an award.
He does.
We are an award-winning podcast.
You get a participation award.
Yeah.
Everybody does just for listening to
yes.
this podcast. You're all winners in our book.
So anyhow, thanks for listening, everybody. Like I said, get up there, podcastawards.com, and vote for us.
And don't forget to go to our website, www.222paranormal.com.
And buy some t-shirts.
Yes. See you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right. Let's leave with a little bit of Shadow of a Thin Man by Dead in 5. Goodbye.